Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Mike Edwards, who's CEO at Dispersion Holdings. It's the first day on the market for Dispersion. How are you today, Mike?
Wonderful, Zach. Thanks very much for having me on. Nice to chat again.
Right. This is your latest, guys. I think you were involved with Argo, which I'm sure most listeners are fully familiar with. But Argo was a bit new when it came out. Cryptocurrencies were, or crypto mining was a bit new then. But 4 years on, or 3 years on, we've got DeFi. What's decentralized finance?
Yeah, so decentralized finance at its core is a new infrastructure layer for the financial services stack. You think about it, it's everything that you would do in that finance, from borrowing to lending to exchanges to insurance, the whole lot. So this incredible transformation from a traditional stack to this new decentralized stack is just transformational. It's like, it's the exponential age, as Raoul Paul from A Real Vision calls it. And so you have this unbelievable migration to decentralized finance with a market, addressable market of hundreds of trillions of dollars. So it is really early days and incredibly exciting.
So is it like the divide between fiat currencies and then the new crypto world coming in, say, 4 or 5 years ago, longer now? Is it the same sort of schism happening in finance?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, one real great way to have a description about it, Zach, is think about Coinbase. So Coinbase went public a couple weeks ago, and it's the beginning of this movement. So we look at Coinbase similar to the Netscape moment for the internet. If you think about it, you have Netscape goes public in 1997 and ushers in this age of incredible transformation and value creation. And so for us in decentralized finance, we think of Coinbase as that same sort of marker. So Coinbase, about a 10-year-old company, has about 1,200 employees and valued at approximately $60, $65 billion. That's incredibly interesting. If we compare that to someone like, say, Goldman Sachs, 150-year-old institution, 40,000 employees. But what's really wild about decentralized finance is that then we layer on this new technology that allows to be built on top of the Ethereum ecosystem. And we have a company like Uniswap. Uniswap is 3 years old. It has 330 employees, has a market cap of around $20 billion, and had, as of September 2020, had more trading volume than Coinbase itself. So it's just this rapid and massive scale and transformation into a new, more efficient model. So that's what we're identifying. We're looking for these early stage companies that have this explosive growth and then share that reward with all of our stakeholders.
So it's a bit like investing in dot-com companies 20 years ago. And obviously, as you said about Netscape, that kind of moment. And there'll be a whole parallel universe where, say, Coinbase is like JP Morgan, and you'll be looking for the new brokers and service providers in the digital space. Is that a decent summary?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Yes.
But it is that parallel universe. It's just like a whole ecosystem has just grown, and it might actually become bigger than the old world.
Yeah, for sure. Like, this is the biggest change in financial markets in history. It's an entire rewrite of the system of money and economics. We're in this migration right now.
Right. And in terms of what Dispersion is going to do, you've got, I suppose, around £10 million to play with. How are you going to choose the low-hanging fruit and the big opportunities in your space?
Yeah, so we have a group of advisors, I call them guides, that have been in this space for the better part of 8 to 10 years. They are geographically diverse, so around Asia, Europe, North America, Africa, there are these guides that are looking for early stage projects, and we're finding these at the earliest level. So as an example, this group of advisors were the first drop, and that's the first distribution of the Polkadot coin. They were part of that. They were part of the first drop or distribution of the Uniswap token. So they find these very, very interesting projects early. And then DeFi would make an investment either at the corporate level or at the coin or token level. And so we build a portfolio of these assets up. So that's number one. And I have a long history of doing that and being very successful in finding these opportunities early, whether that was in Internet 1.0, Internet 2.0, where I invested and built companies that sold to Google, to Twitter, to Intel, Or the other use of capital is what we would call company creation. And the best example of company creation is Dispersion is the founder of NFT. NFT investments, we invested approximately 210,000 pounds into NFT. We have 30 million shares of NFT. So we founded NFT, we co-founded NFT. We worked with the founders of that company to build value quickly and identify opportunities in the NFT space, which is an enormous, enormous opportunity in the DeFi or decentralized finance stack. So that's example number one. Example number two is you and I met each other in 2017 when I came over with the idea of removing friction and allowing access into this new asset class called cryptocurrencies. Fast forward 3 years, that company, Argo, went from about $1 million pre, and it's now north of 500 million pounds. So, you know, we can identify these opportunities, we can build these companies and create massive scale very quickly. We've done it as a group over and over and over again.
So it's more than just investing in moonshots. You've got a bit more under your belt than that.
We are absolutely spending a significant amount of our resources and capital on founding companies, funding those companies, building teams, scaling those teams, and then looking for strategic opportunities.
And in terms of the actual investment sort of strike rate, is it right to say that because of the potential growth in your targets, you don't have to get it right every time? And obviously you might get it, you know, you would obviously love to get it right every time, but you don't have to get it right every time because one out of the 10 could be a Uniswap and you've made back your money and 100 times more. Is that a fair way of looking at it?
Absolutely. This would be like very much a portfolio approach. And so we will, you know, have the same kind of like economics like a venture capitalist would have, is that, you know, we would have a significant amount of our return will come from one or two of these projects.
It's not a sort of all or nothing. You have sort of risk management, and it's as if you are a fund manager, but in a new space.
Absolutely correct.
Well, it's your first day on the market. It's clearly going well at the moment. Hopefully we'll speak again on one of your next projects or to update this one. Mike Edwards, CEO at Dispersion. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for your time, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.